On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kahn. Thanks for being here. The Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules has authority to meet and make changes to proposals that the Evers administration puts forward, blocking them in whole or in part. How do you feel about COVID-19 state rules going through the legislature's rulemaking process? What questions do you have for the committee's co-chair? We're at 800-642-1234. Republican Representative Joan Volwig of Marquesan co-chairs the Joint Review of Administrative Rules Committee. Representative Volwig, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. I know this is a difficult time, and this whole idea of rulemaking is something that is not high on the public spectrum of understanding.
Well, yeah, and hopefully you can help guide us here. Wisconsin health officials yesterday reported more than 450 new coronavirus cases. They saw a 20% increase in hospitalizations from Saturday to Sunday. How do you feel about new statewide rule proposals to contain the spread?
Well, that's just it. We don't have a rule yet coming forward. We have a scope of statement that is out there, which is the beginning part of a rule, kind of giving the public a general idea of where the department is going to be going and putting something together. We won't actually see what that proposal is for at least 10 days, could even be longer, but there will be hopefully announced with the information that will be published today, the information on how the public can actually make comments and the appropriate time for the public to make comments on what will eventually be in the rule that the department will bring forward.
Do you think the state needs a rule to manage COVID-19?
Well, I think the not in the same sense that we had a prior rule. We've talked about some of the Badger Bounce Back and the Safer at Home orders. And I think what we've been seeing around the state is, especially with other essential businesses that are out there, that we do need to move forward on reopening the state. This was not when the legislature made this Supreme Court case. We were hoping that this would come through quicker than it did. If you take a look at the opinion that Chief Justice Rogensack wrote, she said in her opinion, hopefully the governor and the legislature have been working on this while they were going through the decision-making process, because that is what this suit was about, to get, as you said in some of your prior interviews, to have the legislature have a seat at the table. And so I think that is what we need to bring Wisconsin together on, what is our best way to move forward on this.
Has the legislature, the assembly, the state senate, has there been collaboration in recent days since the Supreme Court overturned safer at home orders? What have you seen as a lawmaker?
Well, we know that the governor and legislative leaders spoke once last week about this. Hopefully now during this 10-day period, while the scope statement is out there for people to make public comments, they'll actually sit down together and work out what is going to be best to be in this rule, what is the best way for us all to move forward. My understanding, they're going to be talking again this week, but that doesn't bode well for actually working together on a plan. We know what the governor has had out there. There are a couple other plans that have been put out. WMC has a plan on criteria so the public feels safe.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Yeah, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So they've put out something that would allow for individual businesses to take a look at the criteria, let the public know the safety criteria coming into their business. A couple of our legislative colleagues have put out some plans. So I think between safer at home, those kinds of ideas, if we could get everyone to seriously sit down and take a look at what is the best way forward would be the best.
We have Representative Joan Balwig, who is a lawmaker representing the 41st District of the State Assembly. We're looking at how to go forward as a state and as lawmakers are part of the process looking for new rules in battling COVID-19. What are your thoughts on lawmakers coming together? 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Mal now, joining us from Richfield. Hi, Mal.
Hi. So I might be wrong here, but I thought the order was struck down because it was extended by somebody other than Governor Evers. And I was wondering why Governor Evers couldn't just re-implement the first order.
Sure. So Governor Evers in state statute has authority for 60 days to be able to do an emergency. And this was put in state law many years ago, and the original part of the law said it had to do with war or nuclear attack. I was actually on a study committee about 10 years ago where we added in, you know, the whole pandemic language. So it was understood that the governor should have immediate response because you don't know who is going to be available to actually react when it comes to these situations. The Secretary Designee Palm used a different part of state statute to put in her extension of that order, which would normally have to do with a localized epidemic or some kind of special event, so that a general area would maybe be quarantined. And I think that's where the bigger issue came in, that the public pushed back on having to say that the entire state needed to be treated the same way. Now, that is why the legislature said we really need to have this come through a rule, which is the usual way of agencies putting out directives through the administrative code.
Well, let's take a call now. Bill is with us in Milwaukee. Or is it, I'm sorry, is it Kelly in Milwaukee? Oh.
Hi, this is Bill from Green Lake.
Bill in Green Lake. Okay, I'm sorry. There was a switch on the names here. Bill, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm familiar with the rulemaking process, and it just seems to me to be totally inappropriate for an emergency like this. I mean, just the statement of scope, as I understand it, nobody is supposed to work on a rule for the 10 days. So I just don't see how that's going to work.
Bill, thanks for the call. Now Kelly in Milwaukee. Kelly, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I feel that I work in healthcare, and I'm very used to going through disaster preparedness and emergency situations. And you need to have somebody that's solidly in charge for everyone else to kind of know what they need to do. And we've just undermined our leadership in this. Without a solid plan in place that we can all, as a citizen here and as a healthcare worker, I feel just a heightened sense of nervousness and fear over what's going to happen, because we don't have a solid plan that we can rely on. And I feel like that was a irresponsible move to undermine the leadership before having a solid plan in place that we could all just step right into.
Kelly, thanks. So Bill and Kelly, Representative Echo, I think that Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes gave an analogy over the weekend. It's like calling 911. The fire department comes, but they have to wait for an approval to use the water hose.
Well, I certainly don't agree with that analogy, in that the governor knew he had the authority for 60 days, and the legislature has been asking to have a seat at the table throughout that time period. And when the lawsuit was put forward, it was clear that we were asking for that access so that we could come together with a plan for both the executive branch and the legislative branch to come together. Unfortunately, it is in the regular rulemaking process. This is a process that has been in effect since the 50s. The power of the Joint Committee on Review of Administrative Rules to suspend all or in part parts of a rule has been in effect since 1965. So this isn't anything that should be a surprise to the administration. As I mentioned before, Justice Rogenczak talked about why weren't you talking during the couple of weeks that they were still coming together to come out with their opinion. So the rulemaking process is what it is, and it's been there for a very long time. This is nothing new.
What is your expectation for what should happen during that 10-day period?
My expectation, my hope, is that the governor will give more opportunity for the legislative leaders so that they can formulate a plan which will come to the Joint Committee, and we don't actually have to do anything with it. That'll be something that we can agree to. Now, if the governor has some facets of it that would be agreeable and some that are not, as you said in the earlier interview with Laurel, the committee can suspend parts or let parts go through. My example would be, say the governor says that professional sports can make their own determinations as to how to move forward. If there'll be a Packer game or a Badger game with fans, just as he said in his press briefing almost 2 weeks ago now, that the tribes as sovereign have the authority to open up their casinos when they feel it's the time to do it. So I think the governor understands that there are folks out there that are doing things that are inviting the public into their facilities or into their venues, and feels that they should have the autonomy to make sure that they can do things safely. And then
we have to pause. Pause there with Representative Joan Balwig of Marquesan on the line as we look at the future of how state lawmakers respond to COVID-19. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. So, State Capitol Report, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Representative Joan Balwig of Marquesan. Her district encompasses an area from Ripon to Castle Rock in the central part of the state. The Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules, as we've been talking about, has 10 members. What questions do you have for its co-chair? Still time to talk. And Representative Balwig, you stay with us, and you were trying to make a point there just as we had to go to a break. Go ahead.
Certainly. The bottom line is people are going to return to businesses and tourist industries and go out into the public when they feel confident and when they feel comfortable. And I think that we'll still see quite a lag in people going out to those businesses. As you mentioned, my district is agriculture and tourism. So agriculture, of course, is very busy right now, but economically it's been hit pretty hard with some of the breaks in the supply chain and so on, and the price of milk. And tourism, of course, is pretty much stopped at this point, although in my part of the world, anyone who had a summer place, they've been here for weeks already. If they came from Madison, if they came from Illinois, if they came from Minnesota, all those folks are already here.
Let's take another call. Rich is joining us from Rhinelander. Hi, Rich.
Hi. We are going into Memorial Day weekend, and as your guest, Representative Baldwin, said, Wisconsin is a tourism state. We have people pouring into the state from all over the place, some major metropolitan areas. And I would think it would be good if the people of Wisconsin were made very, very clear about what the standards of exchange and behavior were here in the state, because when people come in to visit, they can be made more comfortable if they know how people are conducting themselves. But
Rich, thank you. Representative Bollwig, how do we communicate clear standards of rules and what is okay with social distancing? What is okay for retailers? How can Wisconsin be on the same page?
Well, with what the governor and Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has put out already, they have recommendations for returning to open businesses. As essential businesses have learned this on the way, since they were never closed, they had to go in and set up signs or markers for social distancing. We've seen individual businesses that have said that they need to have face masks for their patrons. That was never a rule, and that was never part of anything that was directed. It was suggested for folks. And as an owner of an essential business, we're seeing maybe about 25% of folks that have worn face masks when they come into our business. Of course, we're in a rural area and people have less concern. But one of your comments in the last segment talked about, you know, mandating face protection. It never was something that was mandated. But back to Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, they have suggested means for restaurants and bars and taverns and retail, hand sanitizing, barriers, all of those things. And I've seen local businesses getting ready with those types of items before the Supreme Court decision came down also.
So let's say that your rulemaking committee needs to meet, 10 members. How will you convene?
Well, we've actually had a couple of meetings since the pandemic started. And we are a committee that, by our internal committee rules, does allow for members to call in and to vote by call in. And our last meeting, maybe 2 weeks ago, I think there were, out of the 10, there were 5 of us that were there in person. It is always on Wisconsin Eye and so on. So the other members did phone in for the meeting.
Representative, you know, some cities and municipalities, they feel that they don't have the legal standing to enforce local stay-at-home orders or even local orders, that they would be exposed to legal challenges. If the state takes a patchwork approach here, is it possible to take a regional approach to rules to contain the spread?
Well, certainly if there was something that would be agreed upon from the Department of Health Services and the state level that would come through as a rule, I'm sure that it could be enforced. I think I'm not a lawyer, of course, and those municipal attorneys and county attorneys are reading the law and making those determinations. I think one of the things they've been nervous about in putting something out is if they have the authority to enforce. And I think the big quandary here is there something that they can have authority of to do as a blanket for their population or in isolated areas? I think that is the point of what my caucus feels is important, that we should be responding to the hot spots. We should be responding to a particular facility that has a high rate of COVID positives, but that doesn't mean that the entire population should be coming, get under those restrictions.
Talking with Representative Joan Bollwig, a lawmaker representing the 41st Assembly District. Let's go to Oshkosh now, where Drew is on the line. Hi, Drew.
Hi. I want to express the disappointment as a small business owner in this state Supreme Court ruling. I've heard from dozens of small business clients that are really sad to see that the Republicans really don't have a plan other than to create mass chaos in the state. And many small business owners agree that we're not the best people to be making these decisions. The experts at the state level should be the ones providing guidance, but unfortunately we don't have any guidance and the Republicans don't have a real plan. So there's been a lot of disappointment from small business owners across the state on that ruling and the lack of plan by the Republican. My question is, the Supreme Court ruling has been called judicial activism. Actually, it was a USA Today article by a Republican. It was a Republican columnist that wrote it, and he in that article is one of the people that's called it judicial activism. I want to get Joan's input on that.
Representative Bolwick, so two part there from Drew, starting with your thoughts on judicial activism.
Well, I do believe that my opinion, and as he stated, there was someone that had an opinion piece. My opinion was that the ruling was very clear in that Secretary Designee Palm did not have the authority to put in a statewide rule or statewide order, and that she did need to go through the rulemaking process. This isn't unusual at all. Yes, there is a timing issue, and if we would have been working on this throughout the last 2 months of Governor Evers' order, or at least in the couple of weeks since the Supreme Court action was begun, I think we'd be a lot farther down the road in understanding that we needed to work together.
So what would be your message right now to Governor Evers and Department of Health Services head Andrea Palm? What would you tell them?
The same thing I said when we started out the conversation today, that between the department and legislative leaders, please sit down together, take a look at the plans that not only what you have, but what has been put out by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, several of my colleagues, and what can we put together that could be something that would be, if at all, reasonable to put forward. But I would say to Drew and to any other small businesses who are out there, the CDC has had guidelines for safely opening since the beginning. Wisconsin Economic Development has an outstanding guideline. Please take a look at those resources.
Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Representative Joan Bolwick, a legislator representing the 41st District, just ahead, a psychiatry and behavioral sciences professor, tells us what he thinks about the country's mindset standing in the way of the spread. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.